Hola! Welcome to Speaking Spanglish with the one and only KB. I am super excited to have you all dive into this show with me. We'll be talking about all the positives and the negatives that come with being a child of immigrants. We're also going to touch on what it's like learning how to navigate between two cultures, and the challenges of finding one's place and identity in this ever-changing world. ¿Están listos? Let's get started. The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and Penguin Radio. Hey folks, episode one of Speaking Spanglish. What? Bienvenidos todos a Speaking Spanglish. Wow, this is kind of crazy. So I've been preparing for the show, right, for the last few days. And now that I'm here in front of the mic, I'm really excited. Yep, really excited to get content out, but I'm also a little bit nervous. I want to establish some trust between us guys. I want to be honest, I am a little nervous, but I'm ready to get things rolling. I'm ready to go, so let's do that. A little bit of housekeeping though before we really dive in too deep. A few disclaimers, then we'll start talking about what the podcast is about, why it's important to me, why I think it's important to the world, and just a little bit of a preview into what's gonna come from the series overall. Yeah. Disclaimer number one, this is my second podcast type production. I was lucky enough to, lucky that we didn't get to be in the booth last year? I guess unlucky, because I was supposed to be in a radio booth last semester doing a real radio show. And I didn't get that experience, but lucky because I got to jump in front of a mic at home and kind of be in my own element and learn how to produce work and everything. But it still is only my second time being in front of a mic, and so I still get nervous. Every time I hit that record button, I'm like, okay, here we go. But I think if you guys bear with me a little bit for the first episode and kind of give me a little bit of leeway here, we will grow together throughout the series, you guys as my audience and me as the creator, both in terms of like the creation of the actual podcast and then the content that I'll be giving to you. Hopefully we will grow together. A second disclaimer, I will be using the word American to describe basically anything that comes from the United States. It'll happen a lot probably today and then just overall throughout the podcast. It's not my favorite word to use because I'm really a firm believer in that America encompasses North, Central, and South America. But for the purpose of, you know, making things easier on us and making sure everyone is understanding where I'm coming from, just a little clarification. American in this case does mean from the US or the United States. I mean, I can't say like United Statesian. Like, that's weird, right? Okay. Moving on before I start saying more stuff like that. Yeah. But how about we just like get into the topic? Why don't we start talking about what we are here for? So the show has been developed kind of as a space for me to talk about what it's like to grow up biculturally as a child of immigrants, what it's like navigating the world of two cultures. And when I say biculturally, let me clarify that. So I don't mean one parent is one culture, one heritage, another parent is another. What I mean is that I grew up in a culture that is different than that of my parents. This is actually super common for a lot of children of immigrants in the United States, right? So their parents are one culture, they grew up a certain way, they come here to the United States, and while some of that culture is retained, they're also thrown into this new American culture. So at home, you're living in one. In my case, it was a very Mexican one. And then out in the world, you are living a different one. You're living in a different culture, in an American culture, right? And that works too. Like if you are an immigrant to Canada, or your parents are immigrants to Canada, or really anywhere else, you're growing up in a different culture than that of what your parents grew up in. And yet you're retaining info from both. In my case, like I said, very Mexican culture that came from my parents. Both of them were born and raised in Mexico. They came here to work, eventually settled and had a family. They were back and forth for a little bit, but decided, you know, the best thing for them and for opportunities for their children would be to stay in the U.S. So my two sisters and I were all born and raised in a small town in Northern California. We grew up here. We were part of that American culture. We were. But we were also lucky enough to have parents who, you know, really pushed the Mexican culture on us as well. So we got to have a bicultural experience. Now, right now, I'm saying this in a really positive way. Later on, we'll talk a little bit about kind of the setbacks that come with that. But this is kind of where I'll start off, right? So speaking Spanglish, I did speak Spanglish for a lot of my life. I still do speak Spanglish sometimes. Sometimes I speak neither because I forget the words in both, you know. This, you know, bicultural thing, I think, struck me the most. I am the youngest one. So that meant that, I'll explain it this way. So when my first sister, the oldest one, was born, right? She got mainly Spanish up until she hit kindergarten, and that's where she learned English. My second sister, middle sister, she got Spanish at home, and then the bare minimum of English that my sister was learning in kindergarten, because they're 5 years apart, right? So the oldest one was really just starting school, and the middle one was, you know, just learning to speak. When the oldest one was in elementary school. And then when I came along, you know, just blessing everyone with my presence, it was a little bit different. So I was getting the Spanish that my parents and my grandma were speaking to me. But I was also getting the English that my sisters were speaking at school. So they had come home, they'd speak to my parents and my grandma in Spanish, but they'd speak to each other in English and speak to me in English. They'd teach me words in English. Maybe even some bad words. I don't know. I don't remember, but it could be. But yeah, so they were watching SpongeBob and Full House, you know, and I was right there with them, being the youngest and wanting to be a part of the chisme, as we would say in Spanish. I was right there learning that alongside with them. But at, you know, in cases where it was like I was with my parents, we were watching stuff like Sábado Gigante or telenovelas. And in those cases, I was speaking just Spanish, but I was getting both at the same time. I was lucky enough to get both at the same time. Now, did this throw me off sometimes? A little bit. Yeah, I would say some funny things. And that is where Spanglish comes from. You know, my Spanglish was what I was speaking at the time. And even still today, there's times where I'm like, Mom, what does that word mean in Spanish? She'll say it, and I'm like, okay, I had no idea. Or sometimes something in English is like really random and I'm like, what? Like, you know, it's just very confusing sometimes. And luckily, I am fluent in both in terms of speaking, but there are still times where I'm gonna get a little stuck by something. Or I'll say words like troca for truck, you know, instead of saying camioneta, which is the right word. But you know, truck, troca, they sound similar. Seems fine. And I'm not the only one that does that. A lot of people do that. There's also words like laquear instead of saying like atrancar or cerrar, you know, it, instead of saying those, you're saying laquear to say lock. Or parquear, parking, instead of saying estacionarse. You know, these little things that stick with you and are pretty common, but they're not correct, and you just don't realize that because your brain is just putting things together. And yeah, there's days where I'm like, my brain is like, oh shoot, what's that word in English? Wait, what is it in Spanish? You know, and you're confused and you're lost and you're like, what is going on? So yeah, that's where this idea of speaking Spanglish comes from, because it really does represent the mixture of the cultures, the mixing of the American culture, and in my case, the Mexican culture. And this is probably the case when you are Filipino and maybe you speak Tagalog, right? Or you speak Mandarin, or, you know, any other language in the world. Maybe you have a mixture too, and that'd be so cool to learn about. I'd love to hear from you guys and know if that is something that happens to you guys too. And, you know, I say this like it was something funny. It was. And, you know, in a lot of ways, I benefited from speaking both languages. I really did. And just from growing up biculturally, I benefited a lot. You know, I got opportunities to read a speech at my graduation because I could speak Spanish. And these are things that came up because I was bicultural. On Mondays, we had burgers, and on Tuesdays, we had tacos. Or, you know, Wednesdays, it was pizza. Thursday, we had frijoles. That was my life, and that is my life still growing up. And yeah, my music playlist is fire, if you were wondering. I do have a little bit of, you know, Shakira, and then there's some Adele, some Bad Bunny. We have some Drake on there. I listen to Ella Fitzgerald. And then I'll go to, I don't know, someone like Antonio Aguilar, right? You know, these different aspects of my cultures and different cultures coming together and building me into who I am today. Luckily, all positive so far. But I don't want to paint the picture that that's all that it is either. There is a kind of unspoken understanding of I guess it is spoken, because there's a saying about it. It's the saying, no soy ni de aquí ni de allá. You're not from here and you're not from there either. So you're kind of lost in the world, and that can cause problems in terms of finding your identity. And this was something that I dealt with growing up, like, when was it appropriate to be a little more Mexican? Or when was I expected to act a little more American? Eventually, I figured, I was like, I'm proud as heck to be Mexican. So I'm going to be Mexican in any space. But it took me a second to learn that. It did. And I think that's the same for a lot of my peers who grew up with parents who were immigrants, who, you know, wanted to stick with their culture. And yet they were raising their kids in a different place, in a different environment entirely than that of which they grew up in. So it can cause an identity crisis for these kids. It's really like there's a good side and there's a bad side to everything. And that is one of the bad sides. I mean, we'll continue talking about that in the episode, especially when we talk about mental health. But it's kind of about growing up and learning to navigate these things. How do we decide who we are in this world, you know? Another thing I want to bring up and I want to touch on is that I was actually really privileged in the way I grew up. I was never fearful of the fact that my parents were not going to be home when I got home from school because they were deported, taken by ICE, taken by some sort of immigration agency. I was never worried about that because luckily my parents were citizens. That isn't the case for a lot of people and a lot of my own peers. They end up being, you know, the primary people who end up caring for their siblings sometimes. They're the ones who have to make the appointments at the doctor or, you know, to even do taxes. And yes, yes, I want to reiterate, immigrants do their taxes. Undocumented immigrants do their taxes. Not to get political, but they do. And hey, this is my show. If I want to get political, I'll get political, right? Yeah. But yeah, a lot of times kids end up growing up so fast because they are part of this bicultural world. And a lot of times it's expected from them because that's a moral or a value stuck with them from their parents. But then they see the way their American peers are growing up and they're like, damn, they don't have to worry about that, you know? And I mean, I was one of those people that didn't have to worry about that. But we'll continue talking about that a little bit more as we continue throughout the series, guys. We'll get into more on race. We'll talk a little bit about gender and sexuality and kind of gender roles in the different cultures. We'll talk about health or mental or physical health, education, what it's like to be a first gen student. We'll get into all of this as we continue with Speaking Spanglish. Thank you for tuning in to episode 1. I am so excited for you guys to listen to the rest of the series. Thanks, guys. Bye. Thanks so much for listening, guys. This is KB reminding you all to tune in again next week and every week for a new episode of Speaking Spanglish.